I'm Rory Kerr.
And I'm Mark Fay.
This is the podcast where two tour guides reflect on 15 years of travel to seven continents and over 120 countries. Each episode, we'll be focusing on a country from both a tour guide and a backpacker's perspective. We are no experts, but our hilarious and often bizarre stories will keep you informed on the do's, the don'ts, and the hidden melons that will surely get you excited for your next big adventure. Hello and welcome back to Do Not Miss the Bus. It is Mark and Rory here, and this week we are headed to Nicaragua. Mark, as always, one word.
To describe Nicaragua?
That is, yep.
Immature.
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 Interesting. Give us a rundown. Why?
You seem interested.
I do.
Like, your body language just completely changed. It was almost like you were proud of me to give something a little bit more in-depth, like more challenging.
I wouldn't say challenging or in-depth, but
Look, I'm doing synonyms right now with my kids, my students, and that's why I'm kind of going a bit deeper with this word, immature. I'll tell you what, I'm not talking about the people, I'm talking about the land, I'm talking about the country itself. It still has some growing up to do. It's like Cuba, it's stuck back in the old times. So it needs probably in about another 20, 30 years when it gets a bit more money pumped into the country from America. It's got some growth to do.
Or China.
Yeah. Well, and if they're going to bring in this canal, which will actually pump a lot of money into the economy, even though it's going to stuff up a lot of the ecosystem, whatever, it in the long run will be good for the country. So I'm going to say immature.
That's fair. I think what you're highlighting there is the tourism industry, and for tourists going to the country, it's very immature.
Yeah, it needs an X factor. Doesn't have it.
That's fair. For me, it's colourful. I think of Granada, I think of the houses, they're all different colours. I think of the buses going through the streets and they're all painted in different mosaics.
Yeah.
Colourful.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Good rating.
When were you last in Nicaragua?
Hey, I was in Nicaragua.
Can hardly say the word.
Yeah, it's Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
That's it. It's
nice.
It's Spanish for long, deep island.
Where did you get that from?
I am the queen of just making things up.
No.
And I do it well. I actually was there probably about 6 years ago. And yourself?
And I was there about 8 years ago. I was traveling through from Panama through to Honduras.
Lovely.
Yeah. So thoughts?
Thoughts on Nicaragua? Well, look, we're going to be pretty honest about this. Our memory isn't... We don't have like a strong recall like other countries about Nicaragua. But we do have a good recall of it. And we did enjoy our time there. I liked it. I did find a few things good, a few things not so good. But overall, I found it a very, very nice country. The people were lovely. The food, I don't know about you, but I found it was... quite bland.
A lot of plantain and rice and beans.
Rice, beans, man, corn.
The street food was where it's at. Lots of different little snacks and stuff. I wouldn't be afraid to try it. Definitely give it a go while you are down that way.
Yeah.
So where did you go? Where did you come into the country and where did you leave?
So I think we went to similar places. You went to Leon, right?
Yep.
And you went to the Ometepe Islands.
Yep.
And you went to, where was the other place? In Granada.
Granada.
Yeah. So they were the three places I went to. So I probably spent about a week in total.
Yeah. So that is the Gringo Trail, as they like to call it. Mm-hmm. Most people come in from Costa Rica.
No, soy gringo.
And they will start off by going to Ometepe. You have to get a ferry out there. And that's in this island in the middle of Lake Nicaragua.
Islands. And a little quiz for you. How were the islands formed? Why were they formed?
Volcanoes.
There's two volcanoes.
And it's the main activity out there. You can climb the volcanoes. There's one that's really steep and hard. And then one not as steep. And it's an easy enough hike. It'll probably take you 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
And there's a pool in the top. Did you get up there?
I didn't. I just did the little boat tour around the bottom.
So you didn't bother climb them.
I'm quite a lazy person, and I like the easy option.
I know that. So for sure.
Even this evening, having dinner with Mum, I had the choice to cook, but I thought I'd.
You didn't.
Just let her take the reins.
Yeah,
I'm that kind of guy. But when I was in Ometepe Islands, you mentioned about a pool. There was a pool. So literally just think of like these small little islands scattered around the place. And there was this one island that was like a resort and had a swimming pool. And it had the swimming pool, and the swimming pool was there. It was a small little resort, and you got to go swimming in the swimming pool. And the swimming pool was disgusting. And I mean, it was the worst thing you could possibly see. Yet I thought it would be very, very sexy if I went swimming whilst, you know, I was around all these beautiful islands. And I did. And if you want to have the dirtiest pool to go swimming in the world, it's a pool on Ometepe Island. Rory, you look confused. Tell it. Why are you confused?
I'm actually just Googling Ometepe Island. It looks like one island there, Mark.
No, well, let me just zoom in a little bit.
Where else? Where are these other islands?
Okay, these other islands are located around the place. They are around, so we'll talk more about that another time.
So I just want to clarify, are you thinking of the same place? Because there wasn't many resorts when I was there. Maybe it's taken off. I'm not saying it hasn't.
Okay. They exist, and whether it was in my mind or whether it actually is legit.
My experience of Ometepe is you get off the ferry and you get on a chicken bus. Well worth the experience when you're in Nicaragua. You can take the shuttles, and they're more expensive, but if you get on a chicken bus, there will literally be chickens on there and rice and everything else. And you get on, and we went around the island, and we ended up at this hostel on the far side. Now, this hostel, it was low-key. It had this pool table with big, huge dips in it, and the balls rolled all over the place. And they took us up hiking. We went to the hot springs and drank rum out of the coconuts.
Amazing. Really?
The rum in Central America is dirt cheap, and it's so tasty. My also another experience I had of Ometepe is there's a lot of permaculture farms.
Yeah.
So you can stay on these farms and help them out, and they teach you about what they do. And that's a cool experience in itself.
Yeah. Was there anything in Nicaragua you were like, ugh, that was terrible, absolutely regretted it, waste of time, don't do it? Anything you'd say, the guidebook says go here, but you'd say a big fat stay away from?
So in Leon, we did the volcano.
Oh, Leon. No, you got to say it. Leon.
Leon. that good?
Well, it was...
You happy with that? Leon.
It was good. I mean, I don't know why I said say it in a French accent when they speak Spanish, but Leon is also in France.
It is too. But, good work.
Yep.
Is that got islands there or just an island?
I don't want to hear your voice again.
So in Leon, we did the volcano surfing. The volcano surfing was fun. It was dangerous. A lot of people like fell off and scratched themselves up pretty badly.
Well, explain what it is, because it's...
Yeah, it's a good question. So you go up the side of a volcano and you sit on a plank of wood and you go sliding down the side of it and you pick up a lot of speed. They are 40 kilometers, 50 kilometers, some of them. They pick up speed.
But you know what they neglect to tell you? So literally you go from your hostel, wherever you are in the accommodation, you get on the truck, get on the bus, whatever it is, you have your board, and then they drop you down the bottom of the volcano. What they neglect to tell you is you've actually got to walk all the way up to the top. And it's not an easy walk.
No,
it's actually not. Very difficult. The altitude's reasonably high as well. And I don't know about you, but I found the walk up was not worth the slide down.
No, it wasn't.
Because literally, you walk up for whatever it is, 45 minutes, and the slide takes 2 minutes. That's it, done, game over.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in a hurry. It's good for your Instagram and the Facebook.
Oh, I got a great photo. Did you find that when you went down, you got all the asphalt up your legs and in your nose in your mouth? And like, surely it's dangerous, man. Surely there's people that die from breathing that stuff in.
I don't know about die from breathing it in, but you cut yourself up. But the worst thing about it was I had signed up after that to do this overnight hike. and we hiked through the night. It was miserable.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I did it. We saw nothing. We just stayed up all night hiking. Yeah, it was. And then we got to this hut in the morning, and there was bugs there, and they were eating us. It's like, why am I paying for this?
So what was its selling point? Do you remember?
It was hike up the side of some mountain or through some forest, and it was like nighttime, and you're going to see all these animals, and it's spectacular. It was miserable.
Yep.
I wouldn't do that.
So
so don't go to Lyon or Lyon.
What did you think of Granada?
I really liked Granada.
Yeah.
Lots of colourful buildings and beautiful church. We hired, well, two of us hired scooters and one hired a motorbike and like a dirt bike. And I would have hired the dirt bike again if I go back. But a great way to get around and see it. Don't know if it's the safest, but
well,
it was
on
good
that,
fun.
Did you find Nicaragua? Because I found it actually quite safe. I felt safe there.
Extremely safe.
But yeah, then there's some people that say, oh, it's a little bit. Yeah, I feel a bit uncomfortable there, but I was happy more than fine walking through the night, being around people.
100%. They're really warm, safe people. However, I did get a bus from Nicaragua into Honduras.
Oh,
and we were going into Tegucigalpa.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was the second most murders per capita in the world. So we had sort of looked this up, and a lot of people do it on the gringo trail. They go from Nicaragua into Honduras, and they're making their way out to the islands.
Yeah.
Now, the islands in Honduras are really, really safe, but the mainland, not so much. And we got the bus, and we thought we'd get an early one, so we're going to get into Tegucigalpa before it got dark. However, we got delayed. In Central America, it's Nica time. It means that if it's going to be 5 minutes, it's going to be half an hour, 15 minutes, add extra time on. Nothing moves quickly. But we were on this bus and it was delayed hours and the sun was setting and we got talking to a father and a daughter in front of us. And she was an English teacher. And we were talking away and they turned around and they said to us, look, there's three guys on this bus who have been on the phone to their friends and they've been talking about you, the three gringos. We don't know what they're talking about. They could be just trying to sell you something, but there could be something else. So we're getting off a couple of stops before the main bus station. We recommend you should get off with us.
Good call.
And so we decided to get off with this lady and her father, and they called us a taxi and made sure it was safe and put us in the taxi, and the taxi drove us to the hostel.
Aww.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, smart option.
But once we got into the hostel, the guy locked the door behind us, and he said, you cannot go out. If you need to go out, I need to bring this machete, and I need to come with you. So we didn't go out in Tegucigalpa. and we didn't stay long. So I'd recommend if you're getting the bus, the shuttle bus, just leave lots and lots of time and be prepared for delays.
Well, do you know what? It's funny you say, you know, a big recommendation in Nicaragua, and by the sounds of it, you'd agree with this, is wherever you're going, get there early. Don't get there late. Don't be out. So I had an example where I was staying at a hostel in Lyon. And I actually went out to see a friend who was staying at another hostel. I went to surprise him, Mark O'Neill. How you doing? And when I came back to the hostel, it was 1 o'clock in the morning and I could get into the hostel. That was all fine, but they didn't have anybody at reception. So I actually didn't have my key on me. I left it in the room.
Oh, no.
And trying to get into the room, knocking on the door. I felt bad already knocking on the door. Usually people ignore the knock.
Yep.
And they don't care and they're tired and they're angry. So I'm trying to get into the room and I don't have a key. There's no way I can get in. There's nobody at reception.
Yep.
Mark O'Neill's hostel's like closed as well. So I basically had the decision, you know what? I can either keep knocking on the door and just really annoy people, maybe get in, maybe not, or I can find the next suitable option for sleep. And this hostel had an outhouse, had a toilet, which was insulated. So I kind of curled up in this grungy, like cobwebby, like moldy bathroom. And thankfully, I was only there for probably maybe 2-3 hours. until somebody needed to use the bathroom. So that was my strategy. When somebody needed the bathroom, they would be awake, and then I'd follow them in to the room.
That's smart. Very smart.
After getting some sort of disease.
Yeah, if you don't mind crawling up on the bathroom floor.
Yeah, it was cozy though.
Yeah, it was cozy. Warm.
Why is this? Like, as long as it was insulated, that's all that matters. And
nice.
I'm not sure if the bathroom had actually been cleaned for a few days, but that's irrelevant.
Have you a couple of little tips that when you're traveling, do you have any tips for Nicaragua?
Nicaragua, definitely carry USD, US dollars, 100%. So I would always recommend, not even Nicaragua, every country have US dollars. Always a good idea to have a $50 or $100 bill handy. I would definitely recommend as well bartering with patrons. So make sure you never accept their only offer. So let's say you're buying a couple of bananas and it works out X amount. Barter them down as low as you can. I would certainly recommend that. And I would say with accommodation, it's better to book before you get there always, because you never know if the hostel, the hotel's closed down. You don't know the place. It's better you book it online, maybe call them, make sure it's all open, it's all legit, and then you can be guaranteed a good night's sleep.
Nice.
What about you, Malaman? Anything you'd say, hey, man, when you go to Nicaragua?
You have to.
Our favorite country, right?
Our favorite country. Right? Shall we sing? It actually was my favorite in Central America. I really, really enjoyed it.
Shall we sing the Nicaragua anthem?
Yeah, why not?
On the count of three.
Okay.
No, there's no lyrics.
No lyrics.
No, this is all freefall.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
We're going to sing it in English, like the translated version. So, yeah.
Ready, set, go. Salvati Nicaragua, Salvati Nicaragua, ya no rula vos el canon, ni sitin consagrion.
Okay, Rory, I said sing it in English. And two, your pronunciation of these Spanish words. So,
the English is there.
It's exactly. I don't know why you were singing the Spanish. I was.
Let us shine beautiful. And nothing dims your immortal, for work is thy well earned.
So we're going to give, because they speak Spanish, so we're going to test Rory's Spanish. So I'll get him to say the Spanish line first, and then I'll say it afterwards, because I can speak a bit of Spanish.
Que el trajo es tu dingo laurel.
So it's que el trabajo es tu dingo laurel.
Yeah, pretty much exactly the same.
So would you say it would be a country you would recommend for people to visit? Would you say it's definitely a place, hey, go to Nicaragua? Would you say skip it? What would be your recommendation?
I would definitely say go to Nicaragua,
yeah.
Go to Ometepe, go to Granada.
Ometepe Islands, yeah.
Ometepe Island. It's one island. So the country, it's developed along the Pacific coast, great surfing.
Yep.
San Juan del Sur is a big party spot. However, the Caribbean coast, it's deserted. There's not a lot there, but it's meant to be a beautiful one. One regret I have is not going out to the Corn Islands.
Oh, the scuba diving.
So
the crystal clear waters.
Exactly.
Mamma mia.
And the only way to get out there is to get a flight from Managua. And it's not that expensive, but if you're traveling on a budget, it is a lot more.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will go scuba diving in Honduras. So they miss the Corn Islands.
Or Belize.
Yeah. The other bit of advice I would give is if you're traveling through Central America, and you'll notice this in all of the countries, they will let you change US dollars into the local currency when you come into the country.
Yeah.
But on your way out, you'll try and change the money back into the next currency and they won't.
Yeah.
So whatever money you get out, spend it.
Yeah. Did you think that the people in Nicaragua were helpful? Did you find them to be quite accommodating, or did you find them to be pretty cold? What was your opinion of them?
Oh, warm, especially because I could speak such fluent Spanish.
You It was 12 out of 10.
It was 12 out of 10.
It was lovely.
Good. I was telling Mark a story earlier today about I live in Houston and Maria, we've got a cleaner that comes in and we were moving houses. And my partner, James, said, oh, can you tell Maria that I want her to stay on? We're just moving. I was like, yeah, yeah. Maria doesn't speak any English and my Spanish, as you can tell, is not great. So I was like, yeah, I'll tell her, no worries. And Maria thought we were moving back to Australia and that we were leaving. And James was wondering why she wasn't coming to the new house. I was like, yeah, I told her. I don't know why she's not here. But James's friend rang her up and she was like, oh, I thought yous were leaving.
No, very good.
So
did you know, though, with the food, you know how you talk about the Caribbean? You know, a lot of the food in Nicaragua is influenced and is a lot of Caribbean food. So if you like those heavy meat dishes, you will like it in Nicaragua. But again, I found the food extremely bland. It was actually one of my personal least favorites.
But do you know what was not bland? The colorful buses.
Oh, you did mention about these colorful...
The buses, they're painting all different colors and some of them have streamers coming off them and they're like an old...
Party!
They're like an old US school bus, you know, the yellow ones, but they're painting all these bright colors. Amazing.
Yeah, no, I do remember those. I actually, you know, when I was going through Nicaragua, one thing I did notice was the roads weren't developed like at all. It just felt like it's like a blast from the 1920s past.
Oh, yeah.
But there is development. Like, I don't know if you know, but it is considered the poorest country in Central America and it has the highest rate of poverty. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's unfortunately that's the negative. And I'm not sure if you also heard, but you obviously know about the Panama Canal, which connects the Pacific and the Atlantic together. So the boats don't need to go all the way around. They can just go straight through. They're also talking, and they've been talking for years.
Building it through Lake Nicaragua.
Yeah, but apparently if they do this, which there's every chance they will, it's going to absolutely destroy the ecosystem.
100%.
So, okay, it'll bump up. Tourism will bump up. Trade, put a bit more money into the economy, which will be a good thing. But at what cost, Rory?
At what cost?
At what cost? So, yeah, it'll be interesting. But, yeah, I did personally find the people very beautiful. I found them very nice. I did find there wasn't a whole lot of English, to the point I went to the pharmacy to get some medication for a headache. They ended up giving some medication to treat diarrhea, actually. So it was sort of polar opposite. Yeah. But, you know.
Did you see any wildlife?
The only wildlife that I saw was monkeys, and I saw a ton of those.
There is a lot of monkeys.
And, like, I'm not sure, listeners and Rory, how well you know and have had experience with monkeys. You know the expression cheeky monkey?
Yeah.
The monkeys are cheeky. They will, if you put, like, your wallet down, if you put a phone down, if you put a, like, for some reason, monkeys, I'm not sure if they, it's just in their DNA or whatever it is, but they will target the most expensive item you've got. Like if they see like a baseball cap or they see a Rolex, they're not going for the baseball cap, man. I can promise you
shiny
that.
Shiny things.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen Aladdin?
I can show you the world.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Oh, I know those six words.
What was the monkey's name in Aladdin?
Apu?
It was Apu. Yeah. Did you see the new one with Will Smith?
I haven't. It's good.
Yeah, I thought it was quite good.
Well worth watching.
I'm a fan of Will Smith, so yeah. Listeners, we recommend that the best things. Did you know that the volcanoes are extremely evident in Nicaragua? There's over 400 of them.
I did.
And there's earthquakes galore in Nicaragua.
Yes.
Non-stop. So
you're full of fun facts about Nicaragua. Other fun facts have you got before we wrap this up?
What other fun facts have I got?
Fun.
Okay. So in Nicaragua, did you know, Rory,
that the president serves for 5 years?
We were looking up fun facts about Nicaragua, and one of the like first points was the president and vice president serve 5 years.
It's a fact. I don't know how fun it is.
Oh, I was having a ball listening to it.
But we've just aired that on our podcast.
No,
One thing I will say, which I thought was quite interesting, was in Nicaragua, there's no street names.
No street names? I didn't know that.
So if you're living, wherever you're living, it's not, you don't say, I'm living on 480 Malalu Stevenson Drive or something like that. Instead, you actually say where the landmark is. So let's say there's a church. You're literally left of the church.
Left of the church?
So or if you're by a school, you say, wait, we're three houses down from the school. It's all about landmarks.
So where, what would your name be? How would you give directions to your house here?
To my house here? Okay.
I would... All the listeners, in case you want signatures or anything like that.
So when you're going down Canning Highway, look for the pot of gold. There's going to be this big pot of gold. Pot of gold. Okay. If you jump over the pot of gold, you'll be in like my general vicinity. That's the landmark. But if you want a more specific, where
I think which that's is, pretty specific.
Well, more there's a couple of houses around, so just look for the cameras flashing.
Okay.
The paparazzi. They are hounding me daily.
Paparazzi.
But as a big BBC star, you're gonna see them around. So that's how you'll find me. What about yourself? Is there something that stands
look
out?
For the greatest beach in Australia, and we're just up that road.
The greatest beach in Australia.
Greatest beach in Australia.
Uh-huh. So listen, just in case, there's a big rivalry Rory and I have. We don't actually
I wouldn't
live...
even call it a rivalry.
Because I win. Yep. No. I win every time. And we can debate till the cows come home and the listeners will hear who the winner is. It's the South Side. Hello. How you doing? Name's Mark. So Rory lives... Well, we should say Rory's parents and my parents live...
Because we don't have home.
Yeah. How was Mum's dinner tonight? You enjoy it?
It was good. Very good.
How was it last night? You enjoy it last night?
Yeah. I live here now.
So you do?
I feel like I'm tougher living here now.
Oh, tougher. Why? Yeah, why?
Because
why
dangerous
tougher?
Area. You know, there's a highway. Can our listeners hear that highway outside? You know, and there was a shooting in this area too a couple of years back.
So to put it in a bit more context, so Perth is divided literally in the north and south. There's a river that divides the two. There's the Swan River and the city. So Rory lives
which side
on
is the city on?
The dangerous side.
Which side is
there's
the
a
city
lot
on?
Of stabbings and there's a lot of problems that happen in the city, so that's definitely on the north.
Oh, okay.
But on the
so
south,
everything happens in the north.
All the dangers, yeah.
Everything happens in the north.
Well, here's the thing: in the south, we have a lot of happiness. We've got some beautiful rivers, lakes. We've got lovely cafes. The people
we've
are happy here.
We've got some beautiful rivers. That's one of your selling points.
I'm telling you, Point Walter. I'll take if you want to, anybody want to come down for a date with me. I will bring a nice bottle of wine, cut up some cheese, and how did we get off Nicaragua? But actually, what I will say is while we actually are on lakes, did you know that the Lake Nicaragua is the largest lake in Central America?
I did know that.
So
it's very big.
It's very big. Yep. You can go swimming in
it's
it
about
as well.
This big on the map.
It is.
And if you get a bigger map, it's a little bit bigger.
Yep. That was a very good description.
Yeah.
So no, it was. I would certainly say it's one of my
top seven.
One of my top six.
Did you feel safe in Nicaragua?
I felt extremely safe. I felt extremely comfortable. However, I was very much looking forward leaving Nicaragua to get to Costa Rica, which just we're going to be talking about Costa Rica in one of the future episodes, but just. Bear in mind, if you look on a map where Nicaragua is, you'll see Honduras and you'll see El Salvador very close to it. They're all much of a muchness in price, in sort of culture, how people behave and things like that. But Costa Rica, different kettle of fish. It is a lot more expensive. And I mean, like, when I say expensive, it's like United States kind of prices. You'll find as well that the Costa Rican infrastructure and you'll find the Costa Rican people are a lot richer, more advanced, more developed. It's almost like, it's weird, but I mean, in Costa Rica, they use US dollars. And Costa Rica's certainly, you could almost say it's getting on first worldish for Central America. But there's a big difference, big discrepancy between that and Nicaragua for sure.
Okay, it's got to that stage of the evening that we sit down and give our melon rating. So Mark, out of four melons.
Wait, it's not five?
No, it's four.
It's not six melons, no?
No, it's always four, mate.
Four melons, okay. That's unique. I think that's our plug. I think that's what's going to actually put us big time. I mean, we're already a big deal. Yeah. We have a lot.
These melon ratings are going to go on.
TripAdvisor.
Newspapers.
Can you just picture...
The melon rating is where it's at.
Can you picture the green melons and, like, just disappearing?
Oh, three melons. With the TripAdvisor logo. It'll be perfect.
Do you think so?
Yep.
We can get some nice royalties from that.
We're ahead of the curve.
We are ahead of the melon curve.
Watermelon sugar.
Hi.
Watermelon sugar.
Hi.
Out of four melons, what would you give the people?
I'm gonna give them 1.5 melons.
1.5?
Yeah. I didn't find that they were actually as hospitable as I would have thought. I found, obviously, at that stage, I couldn't speak really any Spanish, which made it challenging because their English isn't great. And I found, going back to it being a little bit immature and backwards, I found that's how a lot of the people were as well.
Okay.
So, and yourself?
For me, I felt a warmth of a three melon country.
Yeah.
But again, similar to you in Japan, I couldn't understand them. My Spanish is terrible. So I would pull that down to about a 1.5, 2.
¿Tú quieres practicar español conmigo ahora?
No comprende. What about the entertainment? Things to do in Nicaragua?
0.5 melons.
0.5 melons?
Yeah, 0.5. It is there. If you're looking for things to do and you're looking for a bit of fun, Nicaragua's not the place.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
For me, it is a 2 melons. It is a small country. And I found that there was the volcano boarding, going out to Ometepe. It surprised me.
Yeah, Ometepe's the one with lots of little islands, right?
Yeah, Mark, that one. So many islands. What about the food? We've talked a bit about the food.
0.5 melons. Oh, 0.5 melons.
It's getting crushed here. Yeah.
I didn't have a great time in Nicaragua.
It is a bit repetitive, the food.
I can hardly even say the name, Nicaragua. Repetitive, absolutely.
Yeah. I'd give it a 1.5. Yeah, it's standard. I actually like plantain. There's only a certain amount of it you can eat. And last but not least, the value.
Value for money. Look, it's extremely cheap. There's plenty to see and do if you really like stretch yourself further. Value for money, I was going to give it quite a high rating, but then my mind cast back to those, you know, the tourism offices that are scattered all around Granada and Leon, these places, which rip you off.
Yep.
So that brings it down a couple of pegs for me. So I'm going to actually give it 1.5 melons.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really hammering Nicaragua, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. Would I go back? No.
Wow.
Yeah.
For me, it's a 3. I think it was great value for money. I was backpacking. I was on a cheap budget.
Yeah.
And coming from Costa Rica to Nicaragua, I saw the world of difference.
Night and day. But I mean, that comes down to them not using the American dollar.
Yeah, you can get away with using the American dollar, but...
It's cheaper. Use their local currency. Like everywhere, like we say on a lot of these episodes, use the local currency. Don't be using American dollars, euros, Canadian dollars, whatever. Use the local currency and be careful with the exchange rates as well.
100%.
Double check what you're getting and never, ever, ever miss the bus, number one. But number two... Always exchange money in a legit currency exchange office, not with anybody on the street. You think you're making $1 million, you think you're making all this money. Oh my God, the rates are great. You're probably not even getting their actual currency. Probably getting
counterfeit, anything.
Counterfeit. You're probably getting Monopoly money of Nicaragua or whatever. Yeah.